97.9 The Hill. Good morning, Sron Stutz, along with Mr. Kiger and Freddie. I'm telling you, man, you had us rocking out yesterday with Renegade by Styx. That was a good rock and roll trivia question.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that was one that they got cooking on that one.
Yeah, they did. I'd forgotten how hard that song rocked. So thank you for that.
Yeah, no. It was my pleasure. I'm trying to, as of late, pull up groups that we've never really done just to kind of, you know, spread it out a little bit.
Well, since we've been doing this all these years, it's kind of hard to do that. We've been doing it close to two decades now, so, you know, it's getting harder and harder, I guess.
Hey, do we get balloons and tunes or anything when we hit year 20?
We certainly should. That would be in the year 2022, so it's still a way off.
But I look forward to it if we can just get the heck out of this one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I saw something the other day from Back to the Future. Marty McFly, whatever happens, don't go to 2020.
Did it say that?
Yeah. I thought that
was
fun.
Excellent.
Yeah. Hey, listen, what kind of question you got today?
Origins.
All right. Origins.
Not oranges, origins.
All right.
Here we go, folks. Thursday was named for the Norse god Thor, and Friday was named for the Norse goddess Frigg or Freya.
Okay.
For whom was Wednesday named? Question?
I have no clue.
For whom, and I'll give you this much, it was a Norse god. For whom was Wednesday named? That's our question. Give us a call, 919-929-WCHO for a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Let's go. Call right now.
Start your day the right way with the award-winning Ron Stutz. He's been waking up Chapel Hill for over 40 years. Tune in weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
All you've got to do when you wake up in the morning is join us at 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and you will always know what's happening in our community. All your coronavirus information and everything else to get your day started. 97.9 The Hill. This is Ron Stutz. I'll see you on the radio. Freddie, I have no idea the answer to that question, but it's all about Norse gods and goddesses, I suppose. So, what was Wednesday named for?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, Ron. Do you happen to know the so-called king or ruler of the Norse gods?
No.
Well, Wednesday was named for Woden, W-O-D-E-N, Woden, or the more familiar name to many Americans, Odin, O-D-I-N.
Okay.
And from Woden or Odin came Wednesday, which we now know as, even more importantly, Hump Day.
Do you know what day it is?
And by the way,
yeah,
Odin was associated with wisdom, magic, victory, and also, by the way, Frigg or Freya was Odin's wife. So is that who Roy Williams is referring to when sometimes he gets caught live interviews?
I have no idea, man. It's a friggin' good question.
Tongue in cheek.
Yeah. Hey, listen, thanks a lot, buddy.
All right. Have a good day.
Learn something every day.